Wisconsin gets a chance to live up to its fourth place national ranking when the Badgers open their 2018 football season Friday night. Wisconsin hosts Western Kentucky on primetime television. Hello, everyone. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, the show that is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give anytime or learn more at WWIB.com. The Badgers are solid in so many areas this season, but the secondary is as of yet untested, with a bunch of new players asked to step up this year. One of those is sophomore cornerback Madison Cone from Kernersville, North Carolina, and he is with me on the show today. So primetime football game to open up the season at home Friday night against Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers. How's the excitement level down there?
Oh, man, it's through the roof. We're just excited to be back. It feels like we just played the Orange Bowl not too long ago, but the season's back, and we got a new group, and we got some new faces, so we're just excited to display our new identity.
Yeah, and speaking of that Orange Bowl, you got your first pass breakup as a Badger last year in that win over Miami. How did that feel?
It was great. Definitely a confidence booster leading into this season. Talking to Coach last season, he wanted to get me out there as much as possible because he felt that I could be an impact player this season. So I feel like last year's experience was great for me, and it's going to give me great confidence coming into this upcoming season.
Yeah, that coach is Jimmy Leonard, the pride of Flambeau High, your D coordinator. What's it like having him coach you up?
I'm convinced that we have the best defensive back coach in the country. I try to hang around him as much as I can. Being a undersized DB like him, I just feel like there's no better person in the country that I could learn from. So in the off season, I was always up in his office just trying to soak up as much as I can from him. Even when he's coaching up other guys, just trying to pick his brain and just do different things like that, just trying to take some of his knowledge.
Mm-hmm. He's got lots of that. You got some playing time last year as a freshman, 9 games instead of redshirting. Did you have some misgivings, Madison, when the coaches approached you about giving up that redshirt season as a freshman?
In the beginning, I definitely had mixed feelings about it. I kind of went back and forth with it in my mind. But it just kind of came down to, Coach, he wanted to get me out there. He wanted to play me. So, he wanted to burn it. So that's what we did. And, from there, I just had to believe that God's plan, that God's going to take care of it, and that the best thing's happening. So, it's just one of those things. I had to go with what Coach wanted to do, and I just had to trust the process. And I feel like God, he has me exactly where he wants me to be.
So. All right. So Nelson, Tindall, Jamerson are all gone from the Badgers secondary. New guys like yourself are going to have to fill that gap. Tell me about your secondary group, your D-back group there.
I feel great with the group that we have right now. We're definitely a young group, but with that being said, we're definitely a very hungry group. So a bunch of young guys who are just willing to learn. And we've just been taking coaching throughout the spring and even into fall camp. And I feel like we've come to work every day, and we just came work hard, learned, and I feel like we're in a great position come this season to make a lot of plays. So I feel like we're going to shock a lot of people.
Let's hope so. You are a long way from hometown, Kernersville, North Carolina. What was that first year like up at Madison, so long a distance from home and trying to navigate a campus that, is the size of some small cities?
It was definitely a transition. Kernersville, it's a pretty small town. So coming up here, it was definitely a jump. I remember my first day at classes, my GPS was my best friend because I was getting lost walking everywhere. So I kind of just GPS my way around the campus. And then back home, I have a pretty strong support system with my parents, aunts, uncles, close family and friends. So people were always calling to check on me. So it was definitely a transition, but my support system, they made it pretty good for me.
Good. Well, I know you were recruited at Duke and Virginia Tech out of the ACC. How did you wind up way up here?
Honestly, I remember the day that I got the Wisconsin offer. I remember my coach called me in the office, and he was like, it was my first Big Ten offer, so he was like, the University of Wisconsin, they offered you a scholarship. And I remember being thankful about it, but in my mind, I was like, I'm not going up there to play in that cold. You know, that's just like being that North Carolina kid. That's just the mentality. And I mean, everybody down there in North Carolina who you talk to that's been to Wisconsin, they make you think that it snows year round. So I was thankful for it, but I really didn't give it much thought at first. And I built such a great relationship with Coach Settle, the running back coach, who's also from North Carolina. And then soon after, they hired Jim Leonard because Coach Jones was the one that offered me, and then he left, and then they brought on Coach Leonard. And the more I talked to him, I just saw that he knew what he was doing and that he had a lot of great experience that I could really pick off of. So after talking to them, I decided to come and check this place out. And when I came up here, they actually set it up. It was warmer here than it was in North Carolina. I feel like that they set that up. But yeah, I just came up here, and when I saw it, I just fell in love with the place. So after I came up, I committed while I was here. So I just kind of fell in love with the place and knew that this is where I needed to be.
Yeah, it's not that bad. I mean, it doesn't snow up here till September.
It's definitely not as bad as everybody makes it seem. And when they recruit other kids from North Carolina that I know, it's like I try to sell it to them, but really I just tell them, you got to come see for yourself, because I can tell you all this stuff, but you're not going to believe it until you come up here and you really experience the game day up here in Madison. So I tell them, I'm like, the best thing you can do is come see for yourself.
Yeah, that game day is unbelievable up here at Camp Randall. All right, Madison Cohn, the 5'9", 178-pound defense back for Wisconsin. We have just touched the top of the iceberg here when it comes to things to visit about. So let's plan on getting you back again next time and visit more about Wisconsin football. And we're going to explore your story of finding Jesus as your personal savior. All right?
Yes, sir.